In the 1930s and 40s, John Lomax and his son, Alan, bounced along the back roads of America in a Ford, weighed down by a 315-pound recording machine. They were searching for the music they believed defined us as Americans, folk music. And in Angelina County, Texas, they found plenty. In fact, they discovered a rich tradition of African-American quartet singing.
We lose it in the water.
Quartets are still singing in rural East Texas, only now they've gone electric, as we hear in our latest installment of What's in a Song.
My name is Elmo Ray Scott. I'm a member of the Stars of Harmony from Kenard, Texas.
Where I am, and what I know.
It's a where I am. Talking about God, you brought me. What I know, you taught me. Like, I thank it for food. Thank you for my health, my strength. And that's a blessing. So once I see all the blessings that come from God, then I got a right to tell him thank you.
When I wake up in the morning, I tell God thank you. When I lay down at night,
Lord,
I tell God, when he put food on my table,
Lord,
oh, we started, I guess I was early in my teenage, and I'm like 73 now, so that's been a long time.
When I look at the little house he gave me to live in,
where we grew up, all we had was church. We couldn't stay out all night like a lot of people did. Most of we was at church, and in the evening, they have different programs and things. That's why we got interested in singing. And we hear other groups sing. Like I say, if we didn't sing it directly the way they sing it, then I always feel like if you sing it one way, I can get, by the scripture, I can get my version of it and add some to it. And that's the way we do a lot of our songs. But it's still quartet style. Just amazing when you just get into the spirit and just flow. Feels good when everybody's in that place. Yeah, it feels good.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitas of the Western Folklife Center in collaboration with City Lore. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon's back next week. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
Our feature, What's in a Song, is produced with support from the National Endowment for the Arts.